This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the news about Alphabay has been out there for, I'd say, a couple days now, a handful of days. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. What is Alphabay? For those of you who are new to the idea, it's a dark net marketplace. Sounds scary? We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones to Ohio on Skype where Stefan is on the line. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had another incident in the store on Wednesday, actually. We had talked about this a couple weeks ago, and you said you wanted to know what it was like to catch one of these people.
Oh, okay. You mean the
one
video games.
Store. The video people.
Gamer pirates.
You had a scammer.
Yes, and you had wanted to know how it feels. 9 times out of 10, you will notice that everybody will pull out the same excuse, which is always the same. I found this at a flea market, and I didn't know it was fake. It just so happened to be in with these piles of other worthless games.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that all the time.
So for listeners that may not have been tuned in before, you work at an independent video game store in Ohio. And we found out about this on a recent phone call that you made, and I've been watching the Pat the NES Punk YouTube channel for a while, and he does a podcast called The Completely Unnecessary Podcast with a guy named Ian, who is an owner of a independent video game store, and they always have these crazy stories about all this, you know, like not piracy like you would think, but scam artistry, basically, where people will put fake labels, they'll print out reproduced labels onto old Nintendo cartridges to make like a game of Madden, some sort of very common game, or Duck Hunt or whatever, look as though it's a very uncommon game. Or they'll put in reprogrammed, totally brand new cards into these old cartridges. And for the collectors out there, the collectors don't want, even though it's the same game, maybe, they want the original card. They want the original, McCoy, if you will. And so you were saying you have to, like, take apart every cartridge that comes into the store and identify things on the PC boards inside the cartridges to make sure that they are the genuine article. All right, so with that background, what happened?
Well, you say you have to take apart every game. Usually it's only really valuable games that will do. So if somebody brings in like a Super Mario Brothers, it doesn't matter if it's real or fake.
Yeah, because it's not worth anything.
We've got like 100 of those laying around.
Right.
But what happened is this was a particularly bad instance because this guy brought in 4 different valuable games.
Mm.
And I kid you not, the labels look like they were printed on a standard desktop printer and put on with sellotape.
What?
So you didn't even have to open these ones up. You just saw right off the bat.
They were junk.
And he casually threw them in with, like, he had a couple of copies of, like, World Class Track Meet, Super Mario Brothers, and there just so happens to be a Snow Brothers in there, which is, like, a $400 game at this point.
I've never heard of Snow Brothers.
Me neither.
It's this ridiculous game. Basically, you play as, like, a snowman, and you throw a boomerang at
things. Is it NES?
Yes, very late era NES, like 1992. But the second I tell him, I look at the box and I see these, and my blood is boiling. I look at this guy and I ask him why the heck he brought those in when the labels were clearly messed up, because I just wanted to see what his story was. And you know what he said?
Flea market.
My girlfriend gave these to me. These were her games. She had bought these for me, and because I'm a collector, and I'm thinking to myself, if you're a collector,
then you
wouldn't be bringing them in here.
Right. If he was a collector, he would have been, he would have told his girlfriend, hey, you got scammed because this is junk. This is total bunk.
And the thing is, this is one of the worst cases of it, because most people who bring in, like, those fake labels, which doesn't happen all the time, but it's mm-hmm. happening more frequently now, they get really high-quality ones from eBay, because people sell these labels left and right, and it's absolutely insane. Anybody can go on eBay and just look up reproduction NES label. Yeah. They'll be everywhere. But these ones, just look, and they even have, like, poor cut marks around the edge. It looks like somebody took scissors and then just sellotaped it down to make it look a little glossy, and there were, like, rips in the tape and everything.
Now, at this point, you pretty much know this guy is not an honest person.
He's trying to slip.
Tell him, take a hike, bud, or do you say, all right, well, we'll take the legit games and give you, you know, whatever credit that we'll give you?
At this point, I went into the back and asked the manager what to do, because, you know, there were some other games in there that looked legit, which could probably bring in a bunch. Like, Contra isn't rare, but it's really popular.
It's a good one. Yeah. Classic.
And he came out. I expected him to tell him nicely to get out. He starts screaming at the guy, take your crap out of my store, and if you ever come in here again, we are calling the police.
Damn.
Do you guys make any purchases online? Do you buy like bulk packages of, you know, games? Do you even play around with that? Because I've done it before and it's never really worked out for me.
On eBay, what we'll do is we'll sometimes contact the sellers and ask if they'll take a compromise on the deal maybe and buy multiple items of theirs that they have listed. But typically we don't. Because we have a couple of people who are regular resellers that will come in. They'll find stuff at a flea market, bring it in, we'll buy it off of them.
So you've already got enough to deal with.
Plenty.
Pretty much. There's a group of like four or five people that come in like every couple of days with a bunch of stuff. And it's not just like, it's not just games we carry. We take like old action figures and such, but it's mostly retro video games. And
Have you ever had anybody 3D print an action figure and try to pass it off as some kind of old action figure?
I have never seen that happen, and if I did, it'd be pretty easy to figure out, because most, you know, home 3D printers, the filament isn't really high quality, so...
Yeah, can the home 3D printers do different colors yet? I don't know. I don't follow the technology, so I don't know.
You can put in different color filament, can you?
Usually, it's not like that. I mean, I suppose if you were to change out the filament with each layer, maybe you could do that, but...
But that'd be hard. That'd be very time-consuming, right? Because, like, on a G.I. Joe or Star Wars figure or something like that, there's different colors involved in the figure itself.
Not if it's a Stormtrooper. Those are all white. Oh, Darth Vader's all black.
This guy.
Not quite.
The little army guys that had the little flat piece of plastic at the bottom, those were all one color.
I think you're right, Carol. Okay. That could be a concern for the future. Of course, you'd also have to have a 3D printer that could generate, you know, different things besides plastic, because some of those old, those old toys have metal.
It's like
in
Dura mold. Yeah. And also some
joints that are metal.
The G.I. Joe's got rubber bands in them. To hold their tops to their bottoms.
Right.
Well, Daryl brought up like little army men figures. We don't carry those because they're just so generic. We're talking more like, you know, like Stretch Armstrong and some of the really collectible toys of the 70s and 80s. That's all we'll take. And at the moment, I wonder
how long it's going to be before somebody can 3D print their very own Stretch Armstrong. Because I remember me and my brother had one. And
how far would you be able to stretch it?
We got it about 2.5 rooms. Dang. Through the house.
That's pretty serious.
So I think my brother was in our parents' bedroom. There was a short hallway with the bathroom in the middle. Huh. And then our bedroom was on the other end of the hall. And we got it from just inside each room. And then
did one of you let go?
It ripped in half.
the fun fact about the Stretch Armstrong is my Uncle Mike, he actually used to eat the filling that was inside of them, apparently. Because I think it was some sort of like... Either it was like some sort of apple filling, but I remember it was like some sort of food, like some oil or something.
Would probably eat it, so that they had to make it edible, safe or whatever.
Well, the kid was out of glue, and the next best thing was the apple filling.
So, I mean, how often do these scammers come in, Stefan, in the video games?
I'd say probably two or three times a month, just because of how big it's getting.
Interesting.
And because it's a slightly, you know, larger area that we're in, so.
Thanks for sharing the story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you were able to... Let that guy know to take a hike.
Take a hike.
And I don't want your business.
You're going on people. Yelp for people. We got your number.
Do they have that?
Not yet. That'll fix it all. They all can't stand it. But the
reputation.
Libertarian
reputation.
Utopia. It is necessary. We need it.
Toll free number here 855-450-FREE. Like freedom 855-450-3733. We'll talk about reputation a little bit here with the darknet marketplaces, which are very reputation is very important there. This is Free Talk.
P150 P150GA P150NY P150OK P150TN C250A C250E C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest-growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype on in here and username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, so I want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to check out Dash at dash.org. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low, and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. They've got a headline there right now. Why Dash, not Dash.org, but at DashForceNews.com. Why Dash is 10 times better than Bitcoin. I haven't read it yet, but sounds like it's an interesting piece. So head on over to Dash.org. Learn more about why there's momentum behind Dash right now. I've heard some exciting stuff from a couple of the Dashers in the area here in Keene, New Hampshire. There may be a Dash meetup starting soon. So we already have the Bitcoin meetup in town. We may have a friendly competing Dash meetup. So I think that's a cool thing. And they may actually be getting the Dash people to sponsor it, which is neat. One of the things that makes Dash pretty different from Bitcoin is that there's like this built-in structure in Dash to allow the Dashers, the people that have sort of a stake in the system, the masternodes as they're called, to decide what to do with about 10% of the mining rewards, and they usually put it towards promoting Dash and you know, helping get it into people's hands and helping people learn about it. So I think that's one of the things that really sets it apart. Dash.org, as we go to your calls and thoughts coming up, we'll talk about cryptocurrency in relation to darknet marketplaces, specifically Alphabay, which was recently taken offline. Some people thought it was an exit scam. Turns out it's much worse. We'll get into that. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Daryl.
Yes, can you believe that last Friday, Albuquerque Mayor Barry invited autonomous self-driving car companies to test their techniques in Albuquerque? You know, I mean, I'm quite surprised that we got an early start in the self-driving cars. I thought, you know, Albuquerque will be the very last one to do it. We're always the last one to do anything really innovative. So it's amazing.
So you're amazed that the mayor has invited the companies to test in Albuquerque. Have they said they will test, or he just sent out a notice, you know, or an invitation?
Well, I have this letter. He was encouraging all city politicians to encourage self-driving cars. So I guess it means that I'm going to see self-driving cars being driven around here pretty soon. He invited them. So who knows how long it's going to take to get them out there and rolling out their cars.
And you're very excited about the self-driving cars. You've called this show a number of times about them. You're quite afraid of cars. You're a pedestrian, and you are, you know, constantly bombarded on the radio, you believe, by statistics about how dangerous cars are, even though the roads have actually been getting safer over time, and cars have more safety features now than ever in the past. You're nonetheless terrified and petrified of these cars, and so you believe that putting computers in charge of them is going to help keep you safe, right?
Right, and I'm just quite shocked that Albuquerque has asked to invite them this early, because we're the, like I said, the very last one to do anything progressive or any high technology, and we need it the most. Because Daryl, I talked to them yesterday. They ran over our a guy at 10 o'clock at night. And
no, Daryl didn't run over anybody. No, so Sarah called in last night to say that all the time people get run over by two cars simultaneously. The first car runs them over and the second car kills them.
I've never even heard of that.
Not
is it true?
Every time, but it's like almost every other year. Once a year, it's always like first car, or the person got killed by two different cars from two different drivers.
Okay, so once a year is a little different than every time, right?
Well, right, she said once a year, every time, every other year. So she said multiple different contradictory things simultaneously at the same time.
Yeah.
Immediately after one another.
But that's here confusing, in Albuquerque, Sarah. The first car runs them over, and the second car runs them over, too, and they're dead. You know what I mean? I hear this all the time. So,
except
you know,
only once a year.
I mean,
or all the time?
The thing about it is kind of like it's my dream come true. Because how many times I talk about, you know, self-driving cars, killing kangaroos and moose, how they're going to detect that.
Is there really a kangaroo problem in Albuquerque?
Probably not.
No, but it's
that was last week when she was listening to Australian NPR.
All right, so here's the program,
the alcoholic crossing the streets, that's the problem.
I'm curious about this mayor. Is he inviting these companies to Albuquerque as a publicity stunt, or is it maybe for compensation to use our streets? You pay us such and such.
I do not know what the deal is, what the big motivating factor is, really.
Because, I mean, how do you feel about the fact that these cars might not be good to go just yet, and they're working the bugs out, so they might be more dangerous?
You could be one of the bugs, Sarah.
You could be the next bug.
Sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield.
You might get hit by two driverless cars.
Albuquerque Journal says that Mayor Barry sent a strong message to companies developing and testing driverless technology. He issued an executive instruction directing the Department of Municipal Development, the city's legal department, and all other agencies of the city to promote self-driving vehicles in Albuquerque. He told the Albuquerque Journal, it is in the city's interest to support the development and advancement of this technology. It makes sense from an economic development standpoint, from a public safety standpoint, and from a job creation standpoint. It can provide new research opportunities to our universities, and it sends a strong signal that we are a forward-thinking community.
So it's just fluff.
But it doesn't say necessarily if he's going to use taxpayer dollars to pay these companies to come into Albuquerque, if there's going to be some kind of tax credit, or if he's just saying, hey, guys,
we've got roads. Come
we've got roads and a lot of sunshine. Come over here.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there in the streets. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, the self-driving car thing, I get why it's attractive. I would understand and I would appreciate being able to have more productivity time. Like, I like the idea of being able to catch up on emails or whatever instead of having to drive somewhere. But I also like driving. I like the ability to, you know, kind of be in control of my destiny and not have, you know, a machine doing that for me. And you want to talk about public safety. One of the concerns I would have is that if the cops decide they just want to go ahead and pull you over to the side of the road, they'll probably have some sort of access to where, oh, there's auto number 147B, QZ, let's hit the stop button on them, and then you just pull right over to the side.
They can already kind of do things like that with OnStar, where they call up OnStar, hey,
disable you.
This car, we need you to disable it.
Yep. So that, to me, is creepy.
Scary.
And 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Coming up, what's even scarier is what happened to Alpha Bay, the darknet market. We'll tell you about that coming up.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. And you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a YouTube channel. You can go and watch the show live when we're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single night of the week, all 7 nights. And you can also watch later on whenever you want to, because the archives go up pretty much right as soon as we're done with the show. As soon as I remember to turn off the encoder, usually, is when the archives start going up. Sometimes there's like a half hour of just dark studio footage at the end. But anyway, it's free. What do you want? Go to youtube.freetalklive.com. You can watch us there, or you can just go to our cam page if it's during the live hours. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see us there as well. Of course, we've got archives, audio archives that go back for like a decade, and we don't really know what's going to happen to the audio archives, given they're hosted with SoundCloud, and they are going through a bankruptcy right now. So hopefully somebody's going to snap them up at pennies on the dollar and not take down their service. But there is a possibility that sometime in the next 2 months there might be a brief interruption in Free Talk Live downloads while we switch to a new
host. What are the other alternatives?
Libsyn is the big player out there. We used to use Libsyn. And then SoundCloud came to me years ago and said, hey, we'll give you a free account if you would host your archives with us. And so I said, all right, that sounds pretty cool. I kept the Libsyn account open, though, so I've been paying for that just to host the back archives that were always sort of on Libsyn. I didn't want any of those links to break, so I've continued to pay for a Libsyn account. But what I haven't done is continue to upload archives to the Libsyn account. So, you know, whenever I stop using Libsyn, that's the last of the archives that were uploaded to it. I've just been sort of maintaining that level of whatever was there at that time.
I'm wondering if something like one of the biggers would swoop down and grab up Sanka like Google.
Like Google, possibly.
I mean, they don't. Do they have? Does Google have
audio
upload?
I don't know.
Option?
I don't think so. And Brian Sovereign of Sovereign Tech, yeah, former co-host of Free Talk Live, he's speculating that somebody's company will wind up snapping it up.
There's probably some way to monetize it. Obviously, they've failed at doing that, but
they do. I pay SoundCloud $15 a month to host all of the podcasts that I upload.
It is a paid service for most of the people.
They have a paid service, so I don't see how they are failing to make money unless they are just that poorly mismanaged.
That must be it, because I heard they had to fire like 170 people or something like that.
Why did they have 170 employees?
There you go. And what were they doing?
And
what were they doing with their money?
If they're firing 170 employees, they had more than 170 employees.
Probably more than 200 and something, I would guess, yeah. So anyway, so right now the archives are working, SoundCloud's still online. They haven't said anything to me or you, Daryl. They haven't sent out any kind
Correct.
Of notice to tell anybody about this.
I've not gotten anything saying, hey, just an FYI, you're going to need to find a different hosting service soon.
Yeah, so
which,
we'll see.
Luckily for me, SoundCloud's just one of two places that I upload all of my stuff.
But you know what, Daryl?
Spreaker.
Isn't the last three gyms you went to, didn't they all close down kind of the same way? You just went in one day and there was a cardboard note on the window saying, sorry, we closed.
But that happens. That's like a thing that happens with gyms.
And
it happened to my mom back in the
80s. It's not just gyms. There was a restaurant here in Keene that called their employees at 2 o'clock on like a Tuesday and said, yeah, I know you're supposed to be here at 4 o'clock. Don't bother coming in for your shift. We're closing temporarily for renovations.
Why do they always say that? I mean, I remember back when I was a kid, one of my favorite restaurants closed down, and they had that sign up, closed for renovations. And those bastards never reopened. And, like, every time I ever see closed for renovations, the place never reopens. There's a gas station here in Keene on West Street, the old Sunoco
station.
They don't
even have gas pumps there anymore.
No, but they had the sign up when they shut down, like, what, 3 years ago or 2 years ago now, that said closed for renovations.
Yep.
They took the gas pumps out, and now there's, like, graffiti up. So,
yeah,
obviously, you know, nobody's really renovating anything there.
Right.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Maybe, they're not fooling anybody.
Maybe they're fooling themselves. It's like, you know what? If saying that we're closed hurts too much,
yeah,
we've been running this restaurant for the last 20 years, and I just can't bear to say that it's closed.
But at least the Chinese restaurant that closed down, they were honest enough to say, we're closing.
Yeah, we're going out of business. See you, bye. Renovations, like maybe they mean the renovations of the next owner who buys the place and has to renovate because they're completely changing the business model. And
yeah, what level of renovations are we talking about? They changed the sign,
right,
they changed the owner, they changed the food.
Well, when Wendy's recently in Keene,
oh, they
closed
look different.
Down, and they closed for renovations for like 3 days, but they stayed open actually during most of it, didn't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah. They stayed open and they on the big giant plywood thing
We're
covering the front window said, we are still open.
Yeah.
Please come in.
Yeah.
There was the place where we used to have social Sundays here in Keene where a new owner bought the place. And this was slimy. This was very slimy. So the new owner buys the place, tells all of the staff, we're going to close for like 3 weeks to renovate inside and then we're going to reopen.
They did close.
They renovated, and then, 2 years later, reopened the place as a bookstore.
Was it 2 years?
It was a long time.
I don't feel like it was that long.
It was a long time.
They did have it closed for a while. But yeah.
It was at least a year and a half.
Well, Alpha Bay is not closing for renovations in this case. They are shut down by law enforcement. And law enforcement, they didn't even put up their bragging page this time. Because a lot of times when law enforcement will shutter a darknet marketplace or a darknet website, they'll put up their page with all their logos, their gang symbols, and you know they brag that this site was seized by a consortium of law enforcement agencies from all these countries, Interpol, you know, FBI, whatever. In this case, they just Alpha Bay disappeared. I think it was last week or something like that.
Yep.
They apparently went dark on July 4th, and many users understandably expected what's called an exit scam. Now, for listeners that don't know, we should probably define what a darknet market is. Do either of you want to take a crack at it?
Yeah, darknet market is an online marketplace on generally Tor or one of these other deep web sorts of things that you need special browsers to be able to get to.
Right.
You can't find it by going to Google. I want to buy drugs online. I don't recommend you type that into a Google search at all. Whether you're using a VPN or not, but you need special software to be able to get to these dark web markets.
That helps ostensibly obscure your location and also obscures the location of the website that you're going to.
Correct. And
supposedly.
It allows you to purchase items that may or may not be legal where you live. And I'm saying may or may not be because, you know, there are books that you can purchase on these websites.
Right, and some drugs
there
may be legal.
There are supplements somewhere that you can purchase. And, yes, there are, you know, things that are classified by various government entities as drugs.
Yeah, in some countries, some European countries, I know that tobacco is illegal.
Really?
They've banned
it?
Like, I think it was Denmark or one of those.
Yeah, so you can get pretty much whatever you want to buy on these darknet markets. Some of them had certain rules against certain product categories. Like, I remember the Silk Road prohibited poison. So you couldn't sell poison. You couldn't sell weapons on the Silk Road. And so Alphabay was, according to BitcoinMagazine.com, the most... Oh, I apologize. I thought this was Bitcoin.com in the story. Anyway, BitcoinMagazine.com, the most popular darknet marketplace was shut down July 4th. At first, many users suspected an exit scam. However, it has since become clear that law enforcement has taken down the underground market. Now, to explain a little bit more about the exit scam, this has happened before where after the Silk Road, which was the first darknet marketplace, the creator, the granddaddy, if you will, of all of these darknet marketplaces, after the Silk Road, there were a bunch of competitors that sprung up. And some of these competitors existed with the intention of taking people's money from them later on. They created what appeared to be a legitimate competitor. It worked. People were able to buy and sell the things they wanted to buy and sell. And after a certain number of months, the owners of that competitor closed up shop and disappeared with however much Bitcoin was in the inventory at the time, which usually was quite a bit. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're sharing with you the fall of the world's top darknet marketplace as of the last week or so. The Alphabay has been taken down. We were just doing some digging there during the break to find out, you know, how long ago was it that Alphabay was founded. It turns out it was December of 2014, so they made it for 2.5 years, basically, which seems to be about the typical lifespan of one of these marketplaces. The Silk Road started back in 2011, was taken down in 2013 in October, and other websites have been taken down since then, a number, a myriad of them. I mean, I can't even remember all of them. So, you know, these services, these darknet services like Tor, the Onion Router, as it's called, or I2P. I don't know if they've taken down any of the I2P-based sites, because I know Silk Road went up on I2P at one point. And or not the old Silk Road, but one of the newer Silk Roads. I think it might have been Silk Road 3, but I don't recall.
And I2P is
the competitor
one of the
to Tor.
Lesser used competitors.
Correct. I mean, there's really only one major used one, as I understand it, and that's Tor. So right. Everything else is pretty lesser used in comparison, which is why it was interesting to see a darknet market pop up on I2P in the first place. So Alphabay's been taken down, and it wasn't an exit scam, meaning that it wasn't somebody who was running the site for the purpose of scamming the users. I mean, maybe that was his eventual purpose, but you know, if you're going to go for 2 solid years without doing an exit scam, you're probably not an exit scammer.
Right.
The exit scammers are people who develop a useful site. You know, by all you know, it seems to be working. The people are able to buy and sell the drugs or whatever it is they're looking for, and so it gets good reviews, and like people have good experiences with it, and they put their Bitcoin into it, and then they hold Bitcoin in the wallets there, and the site just accumulates a whole bunch of Bitcoin, and then when the The administrators decide they're ready to cut and run. They cut the power and or cut the internet connection or whatever, and then they unload all those bitcoins. And in some cases, it's millions of dollars worth of bitcoins. And then, of course, because they're anonymous, because all of the whole point of these websites is to maintain anonymity from both buyer, seller, and administrator, because nobody knows who the administrators are. They've got names like Dread Pirate Roberts or whatever. You have no idea who those people are.
Right.
So they can just go right ahead and do it again. They can take, the same code or similar code and launch that as another darknet market and, garner a new user base and then scam people again if they want to. So that's what people thought here, was that the Alphabay shutting down was yet another exit scam. But as it turns out, the alleged owner was supposedly from,
Quebec.
Yeah, Canada. But he was living in Thailand at the time. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But let's go to the phones first, where Jimmy is on the line on via Skype. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, where are you calling from tonight, Jimmy?
Oh, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
I just hadn't talked to y'all for a while. I wanted to call in. I like that old Conan. He's a good dude.
You like old Conan, too.
He's a good guy.
He is.
I prefer young Conan.
Young one? Yeah. Well, I've been having a lot of trouble here lately. I want to give y'all an update.
Tell me about it. What's going on?
Well, I think it's them Jews. And,
what?
I've been listening to y'all. Scott, that guy that calls in, Scott.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to that guy. I mean, just because he calls in doesn't mean that he's, telling the truth. He's a bigot. You know what that is, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, he had me worried. I thought maybe it was them Jews that shut down my business.
What business? What's your business?
I had a psychic business. Y'all got any psychics up there?
I don't know. Conan might be into that. Conan, are you into
psychics? I am not into psychics.
No, okay.
We
do have one on the downtown Keene who...
right next to where we get all of our mail.
That's a psychic?
There's a psychic that they'll have in there a couple times. Every couple of months.
It's not that Stop Free Keene
psychic. Why would you think I was into psychics?
I don't know, man. You're into,
into some weird
conspiracies
stuff.
And stuff
How
like that.
How is that a conspiracy?
I didn't say it was a conspiracy. It's just,
idiocy.
It's a conspiracy to keep you from knowing the future.
It's idiocy.
Wait, well, now, isn't it possible that Jimmy could be a psychic and, he could know
Obviously
stuff?
Not, because his business failed. Did you see that coming, Jimmy?
What?
Did you see your business failing?
No. Well, Conan, come on now. I've just got a different type of psychic ability than most people.
Like what? Like what kind?
Well, this is why they shut me down. I'd opened up a business called the Psychic Warehouse, and everything was going great. But the way I do psychic readings is a little bit different. I read the veins of your penis, and I can tell your future. But
that is a new one.
Is this a hands-on procedure?
Yeah. Well,
does it come with a happy ending?
Well, no. I'm a businessman. Right? I'm very professional. Well, word got out around town. They started calling it the psychic whorehouse.
That's not good for branding.
Yeah, police looked into it. I was not happy. They ended up shutting it down.
Did you end up with a policeman, in his boxers in your office? Or, how did that go down?
Yeah, well, he identified himself as a policeman, but he wanted me to continue with the psychic reading.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Well, I was a little bit nervous, because I didn't know what he was there for.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Did he pay when you were done?
Yeah, he ended up paying me, and then he put handcuffs on me. It was a mess.
That's too bad. So have you been charged criminally with something?
Oh, well, yeah. But, it's they're threatening to put me in jail for prostitution.
What? Prostitution?
Yeah.
Now, that is not... That? Yeah, I would say you've got a case. I mean, if you really were giving vein readings, then, that doesn't sound like prostitution to me. Normally, in order to get somebody for prostitution, there has to be a contract negotiation. There has to be a meeting of the minds on a price for a particular sexual-related service. So you would have to exchange, you know, they would have to say, I want this sex service, you know, BJ or whatever. And then you would have to say, well, that'll cost you $50. And then they got you for prostitution at that point. But if all you've done is, you know, offer a psychic service of a penis reading, then...
A vein reading.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I think he arrested me is because I told him, I said, I can see right here that your life's going to be very short. And then he got upset and arrested me.
So he thought that you were making a comment about his size.
Yeah,
is what
the size
saying.
Of his. Yeah. Yeah. Look here, I'm only interested in the veins, and I'm very professional.
Now, where did you learn this technique?
Oh, at my dad.
Oh, thanks for the call tonight, Jimmy. And by the way, nice to see you pop up on the Free Talk Live forum, and thank you for the call tonight. So, yeah, that Jimmy in Arizona, he's quite a character.
Pop up, was that intentional?
No, it definitely wasn't, but he is there. He just posted his introduction, I think it was last night.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Free Talk Live forum, you can go there to forum.freetalklive.com. It's a small portion of the larger Shire forum where people will go to kind of let us know that they're coming to New Hampshire. We got a guy coming to visit tomorrow, so we're going to go out to dinner with him, get some of the local activists in the area together for that. So there's a lot that goes on the Shire forum. I mean, a lot more than it has in the past, I guess, because it used to be dead, like most forums. But there's been some life been breathed back into it, and it's thanks to Free Talk Live listeners like you for going over and checking it out. And great call, Jimmy. Thanks for sharing. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about Alpha Bay, and we've just barely scratched the surface on what has ostensibly gone down here. On July 5th, apparently there was an international police action that took place in the U.S., Thailand, and Canada, according to the Wall Street Journal. They shut the site down July 4th. On July 5th, law enforcement in Thailand arrested Alexander Kazes, a 26-year-old Canadian citizen who's believed to be one of the operators of Alpha Bay. On the same day, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police executed a search warrant at a residence in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, where a high-technology crime unit seized computer equipment. Melissa Sweeney, spokesbureaucrat for the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok, states Kazes was taken into custody by Thai authorities, quote, with a view toward extradition to face federal criminal charges in the United States. However, he will not be facing any criminal charges in the United States because he never made it out of that Thai prison cell alive. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Hour number three is on the way, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.